Weekend Breakfast with Africa Malani on Cape Talk, your number one news and talk station.
It is 23 minutes past 7 o'clock this Sunday morning. A group of high-profile Frenchmen have signed a petition demanding the right to longer paternity leave to enable them to better support their partners. The petition that has so far been signed by nearly 60,000 people in France and addressed to the President of France, two of his ministers, they're calling for the, 11 days leave awarded to new fathers to be extended to 6 weeks and made obligatory. It says this measure should be enshrined in law to stop employers bullying men into returning to work very quickly. And I thought, well, would this concept, I suppose, work in South Africa, the idea of an extended up to 6 weeks paternity leave for fathers with newborn babies? Then I realized I don't actually understand what the situation is in South Africa in the first place. And I imagine if I don't, that very few Cape Talk listeners would as well. Advocate Kyle Grobler is an advocate at law for all. Joining me on the line now from Cape Town. Kyle, let's begin by understanding what the legal parameters are in South Africa when it comes to paternity law. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Very well. Thank you very much. How are you doing?
I'm doing well. Thank you. It's a lovely morning in Cape Town. To answer your question, South Africa has a well-developed legal system and a constitution that is regarded around the world. But yet when it comes to paternity leave, we are lagging behind. South African dads have to take family responsibility leave. In Africa, what that means is that dads have to take 3 days paid leave per year. Technically, dads can also take this family responsibility leave when their child is sick or when a close family member passes away, such as a parent or a sibling. 2 years ago, I have to mention that a homosexual dad who had a baby through a surrogate took his employer to the labor court after that employer refused to give him the same maternity leave benefits as female employees. And what the court actually found, it found in favor of the homosexual dad, but it also mentioned that maternity leave benefits cannot be solely tied to the mother's welfare and health, but it also we need to take it into account the best interest of the child as well.
And would it be in the best interest of the child legally for a father to spend a bit more time than just 3 days of family responsibility leave to help, I suppose, with those very important first few days of the child being back at home?
Absolutely, Africa. Just to put it into context, studies indicate that South African families increasingly share responsibilities equally between the partners, and many feel that this should actually include the care of newborns. Unfortunately, our laws have not kept up to date and don't recognize the importance of fathers to spend time with and take care of their newborn children. I think a lot of people in South Africa are quick to blame fathers for not being involved enough, but in reality, 3 days family responsibilities or family responsibility leave is hardly sufficient to foster a bond between the dad and a child. In countries that provide sufficient paternity leave to fathers, studies have actually found that women not only recover faster from the physical stress of the birth, but they also return to their employment more revitalized. And of course, the fathers and the children benefit too, as the paternity leave allows for stronger bonds to form and ensuring better relationships and development in the long run. And like I said, unfortunately, our laws are not up to date. The current laws do not do much to end our bondage to patriarchy, and it doesn't encourage and support our South African women to have successful careers and men to evolve past the traditional roles that society has placed upon us.
What needs to be done, Kyle, do you think, to see a change in this? I mean, do we need to petition Parliament, for example, and have the Labour Portfolio Committee considering what sort of formulation of laws would need to be in place before the National Assembly applies this? What would be the appropriate legal recourse for South Africans to take, should we obviously believe that paternity leave is something that needs to be enshrined in our law?
Well, the great news is that hopefully soon we will actually see an increase in the amount of days that dads have in the form of paternal leave or shared parent leave, so to speak. And this would be increased to 10 days. In November 2015, a Member of Parliament representing the ACDP introduced a private member's bill. And in November 2016, the Portfolio Committee on Labour actually voted in favour of this bill being referred to the National Assembly. Now, this is a great thing. It was supported by COSATU. And usually when one sees that a bill is being introduced by as a private member's bill, there's a lot of going back and forth because of the fact that it's politically associated with one group and not much ever gets done that way. So it's a great and encouraging thing to see that the other parties have also supported this bill. It is subject to certain technical amendments that was proposed by the committee. And of course, the National Assembly will be requested to amend the bill in accordance with the committee's decision. So I think in the coming year or so, we will definitely see this being adopted by Parliament and South African dads enjoying 10 days paternity leave.
That is great news, Kyle. It certainly reads well, I suppose, out of interest. And this is totally anecdotally, and if you aren't able to answer the question, I will understand it. Are you seeing a demand for paternity leave from some of the clients that you've come across, or perhaps colleagues of yours and the clients that they've come across? Are men actually asking for this to happen?
Absolutely. I think the thing is, there's men that feel that they do want to have more paternity leave. There's clients that feel that it's just a money-making thing in one way. It's going to make it difficult for employers. I think it's considering the complex situation in South Africa and the different types of families that we do have, some men will just not want to take it, and others will really enjoy having this benefit. At Law for All, we've also actually mentioned to Parliament in a document that we've provided them that we feel that more choice should be given to the parents, and that they should actually consider giving parents the option of choosing how maternity leave is split between the father and the mother, so that it's solely placed in their hands and not in the lawmaker's hands.
Good ideas. Thank you very much, Advocate Kyle Grobler, who's an advocate at Law for All, talking there about paternity laws that do not exist, sadly, in South Africa, and ways of moving forward where we could see a change in the laws in the next year or two.